So today is known as the Baptism of Jesus Sunday. And in a lot of churches, it's popular to kind of start off the new year remembering your baptism. And I was going to do that, but we just had the joy of remembering our baptism about 6 months ago when we had our baptism here. And so I wanted to find another little spin on how we could look at this baptism of Jesus. But I realized as I was studying and reading and listening to different commentaries that while I talked about last fall how when we remember our baptism, we remember to listen to the Holy Spirit, sometimes it's much simpler than that. Sometimes we need to remember our baptism just to remember our name. In Matthew, at the end of after Jesus is baptized, God comes to him and says, "You are my beloved." In this moment, God names Jesus. God identifies Jesus as beloved, as a child of God. And essentially, when we are each baptized, we receive the same name. We are anointed beloved. We are anointed children of God. Naming can be powerful. It is a way that we identify ourselves, and sometimes it's a way we define ourselves. It's how we look at ourselves, and it's how we present ourselves to others. I made a personal decision to put a hyphen in my name. I had a strong connection to my grandparents on my Myers side, and the idea of losing that Myers name for me felt like I was denying that love. And even though it can be a pain, computers hate a hyphen, and it doesn't always fit. Having the Myers with the Dudley is important to me. And the Dudley is important for me as well, because I want to continue to show the connection that I'm married, that I am part of my husband's family as well. For me, the hyphen is a connection. It shows both who I am and it shows who I am to others. It's a relationship. Names can have power. They say, I'm sure you're familiar with the old phrase, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." I don't know about you, but I have experienced a lot of words, particularly with names, that can definitely hurt. Whether they're names that describe our character, such as ugly, fat, poor. Those not only affect how people view us, but they affect how we feel inside. Names can lead to suicide, depression, to feeling inhumane. Names can lead to us forgetting that we are loved. Names in our society, even just basic names that while they may show our culture, when we turn them in on a resume, identify us as a certain gender or a certain race, and can be used against us or for us. A name is powerful. It defines who we are. It describes us. It says who we are in relationship with one another. And so when we look at baptism, when we remember our baptism, we remember our name of beloved. We remember our name of child of God. And in that moment, we have an access point, almost a physical connection to remind ourselves that God is present with us. God is always present with us, but sometimes it's easier to forget. Sometimes it seems intangible. But in our baptism, when we remember our name of beloved, we remember that we are beloved because God is with us, because God shows up. And the other thing about baptism is, as UCC members, we celebrate baptism here together as community. Because not only are we beloved by God, but we are beloved by one another, by our church family. We are all unique in this church family, but we are all children of God. And when we come together to recognize one baptism, we remember our baptism and we remember our relationship to one another. We remember our love for one another. It is a moment where we remember not only that God shows up in our lives, but that in each moment of God's presence, that we are called to also participate in that moment as one another. We recognize we're a family, and we practice God's presence to one another. Baptism is essentially about identity. When we remember baptism, we remember who we are. And in this day and age when we want to, or brands and companies want to identify us, whether it is saying, oh, I'm a Nike person, I'm a Starbucks person, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm Christian, I'm Buddhist, I'm Muslim. There are all these different identities. We tend to use them to define us. And God calls us as a beloved and calls us as the child of God because that is what we are called to truly be defined by. These other brands can describe us. They can describe what we do. But when we remember that we are a child of God and we let that define us, we make decisions. We make decisions about how we treat one another. We make decisions about where we shop. We make decisions about fair trade. We make decisions about caring for the environment. When we remember whose we are better able to make decisions that reflect our values as children of God, to make our decisions that are influenced by God's will. We have been given an awesome name. Each time we remember our name, we renew our faith. We renew our relationship. We renew hope and courage. In this day and age when we seem to be on the brink of war and we have fires and it almost kind of feels like the world is coming to an end, we can remember our baptism. Remember that we are children of God, that we are called to act with God's will. And when we do that, we can find hope and courage to continue making the world a better place, to bringing heaven here on earth, even in the midst of disaster. May it be so.